Hey, what's going on? Thank you guys so much for joining us for another conversation. Today, we're talking about having expectations and how to be reasonable. My name is Rocky. I'm one of the pastors at Sandals Church. And today I'm joined by my amazing wife, Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
And we got some good things to talk about. Man, just to dive in, I know one of the first things Nicole and I talked about as we were talking about kind of this subject was just the different models of marriage that we both came from and how that kind of set us up for success and for challenges in our own marriage. I came from a mom and dad who, in fact, they just getting ready to celebrate 44 years of marriage. They're best friends. They have a lot of fun together. And they painted this really cool model of what a marriage could be for me. And what did you grow up with, hon?
I grew up with the opposite. I was not raised in the church. I came from parents who had been divorced multiple times, a lot of moving around, no stability, never really saw a healthy marriage modeled, and definitely not a Christian marriage.
Yeah. And those different views of what marriage should be or could be really influenced us. I remember when we first got married, you told me like that you were encouraged to keep a secret bank account to make sure that you hid money for when I inevitably failed you.
100%.
So that you had an escape route. And yeah, it's just, you know, we take those different models of marriage with us and they influence and inform us. And so we're going to be talking about a lot of that today. I'm really excited. We have friends of ours here with us today, Pastor Moy and Lori Lynn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Pastor Moy is one of our pastors here at Sandals Church. His wife, Lori Lynn, also works with us. She's one of our campus leadership. And yeah, just tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, okay, good. We get to celebrate 25 years of marriage this coming August.
Just so unfair because you guys barely look older than 25.
And then, yeah, Rocky asked me how old I was. I was like 26. Man, we met at Cal Baptist. It was love at first sight for me. I don't know about you, babe. But I just knew. And then she played hard to get for a bit.
I did. I made him work for it.
Because everybody instantly knew. You know how small colleges, and back then Cal Baptist was tiny. So word traveled and she got intel that she shouldn't have had before. And so then she played hard to get. Then we finally ended up after me trying to just connect and like have that moment and give out, literally giving up. We'd been on this choir tour. We went up and down Northern California and we were on the way back and I'm just walking off the bus going totally defeated. Not the Moy that I'm used to to being. I always get the girl. I was like, it just didn't happen. And then I get a tap on the shoulder and it's Lori Lynn and she's like, do you have to study for your finals? I've got a key to the campus services office and we can be in there
till
5 in the morning. And I was like,
what?
I was like, I'm always getting lucky.
I love that you're telling this story.
And sorry, it's the truth. It happened this
at CBU.
And so
CBC.
It was CBC. And then, I went in for the kill and closed my eyes and we were in the campus services office and it was just like a scene out of a movie. And then like record scratch. And she's like, okay, wait a minute. I like you, you like me, but the next guy that's going to kiss these lips has to put a ring on my finger. And that scared me because I didn't grow up in that. I mean, you were talking about how I grew up, how we grew up. I did not grow up in that world. And in the world I grew up, you went to 31 Flavors and you tried them all and then you picked your
It was a lot of kiss and tell.
You know, yeah. Yes. So anyway, that went long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I grew up... not like that. I think that I grew up in a Christian home. You grew up in a Christian home, but it definitely, like, we thought we got married. When we got married, it was going to be so easy. And I think our expectations of what marriage was going to be like was based on our parents. Like, they'd been married, both of them, for 25 years when we first got married. And it was rough. I think day one, we looked at each other like after we got married and we're like, we don't even know each other. it was just like all 100 miles an hour. We got married pretty fast and we really hadn't dated for very long. And I literally remember like the day we left on our honeymoon looking at him and like, I don't even know this person. And I just pledged to spend the rest of my life with him. And so early on, we realized like we had a lot of work ahead of us. And yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's been awesome too.
Well, that's awesome. And you guys got married really young, right?
Yeah.
Like 7 and 8 years old. What was it? Yes. You both 21, right around there?
We were early 20s. Yes.
Early 20s. Okay. 20s. Cool. Yeah. So, you know, you had both had different models of what marriage looked like. And then, boom, you are married. What was maybe like some of the conflict that arose in the first few months or maybe first year of marriage? And really like your expectations for one another, what marriage is supposed to look like and how did you work through those things?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I feel like I actually had a lot of expectations on myself to be like this perfect housewife. And I think we both thought because we had seen our parents that it was going to be really easy. Pretty early in the beginning, we realized we had a really hard time communicating with each other. And I think part of that was culturally, we come from very different backgrounds. But even language, sometimes his first language is Spanish. And like I would say things and he would interpret them to mean something else. And we had to really learn how to navigate, you know, asking the questions. Okay, I heard you say this. Is this what you meant to say? And actually define like what we were talking about. I think we missed each other on that level. Even with the love languages, I know we talk a lot about love languages. Yeah. We missed each other with the love languages. He's words of affirmation and physical touch. I'm acts of service. I mean, we're like opposite on every level of everything. And that whole first year of marriage, we just missed each other on how we tried to communicate, how we loved each other. And the first year was rough.
First 2 years were rough. We kept missing each other. And I just had this vision and this image of who my dad had been for my mom. And so when it got bad or I felt like, okay, things aren't right, I would just go to that. You go to what you know.
Yeah.
And so I would just like, all right, so my mom's gifts. So I would just come home with flowers and gifts and stuff we couldn't even afford, right? Thinking, all right, I got
it. Even more problems.
And then Laurelyn would be like, I could care less about this stuff. Mm-hmm. You're so material. Like, you know, and
what it would trash.
And I'd be like, take out the trash. Why would I take out the trash? You know, and so we just kept missing each other. We'd come home and Laurelyn would be like, I just miss you. I feel so far away from you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've been together forever. We went to this, we went to that, we went to church, we have small group. Like, I haven't had a second apart from you. But for her, quality time was 5 minutes, and not even 5 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but just eye contact and no other like distractions or whatever, you know? And so it took us a few years to figure that out. And in the process, as you're figuring it out, the dysfunction starts to seep through, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of anger issues. And so that started to like the Hulk, the green monster started to come out. And so found myself in situations where this was the woman that I loved, that I would kill anyone for her. And yet I was sitting across the room screaming and yelling and saying things that no one should ever say to the person that they love.
Sure.
And so as that started to pop out, the expectations begin to fall and you find yourself at a place where you're like, what are we doing? This isn't working. And so as I think we hang with a lot of young couples and talk about, the whole love language process. And oftentimes, you know, they'll roll their eyes or they're like, it seems like this little silly thing, but man, hands down, like love language, Gary Chapman. Like,
yeah. Really, really helpful. Marriage.
Saved our lives.
Yeah, we'll make sure to put that in the show notes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
cool. And then, so you had these two different models of marriage of what you saw work for your parents and what you probably expected, like, oh, this is what's going to work for us. And then you come together and you find the models don't really work, and so you're trying to reinvent things. But then we also have like these different set of expectations of we're building this new life together. Like, what's it going to look like? You know, like you were college students. Right. You're working towards a career. You're going to jump into career. You're going to, you know, earn this and live here and buy this and, you know, have this many kids. And I know, you know, from talking and knowing you guys for several years, like you've gone through multiple iterations where the expectations on what life is has changed multiple times. Can you tell us like about that? Like maybe like what were your expectations first coming into marriage? How did that change? And then how have you worked through those changes multiple times?
Yeah, I mean, when we first got married, we thought we were actually going to go into the mission field. God had called us. We went on a mission trip to Ecuador together when we were dating, and we both felt really called to do that. And then, of course, in the middle of that, we jump into Sandals Church and help start Sandals Church. And Moy ends up, Pastor Matt's like, you're going to be my first worship leader. So, you know, he jumps into doing worship. I was a school teacher. But all along, you know, we were like, we're going on the mission field. And then God begins to use worship in so many ways to be able to help Sandals Church, but also to grow and heal us in our different childhood traumas just through music. And he started writing songs, and God just kind of opened up this door into us doing music and him doing music for a career. That was never part of the plan. I'll never forget the day. I remember we were driving home from a concert. I don't remember what concert it was, but he turns and looks at me and he's like, what do you think if we did that? Like for reals, like for a career. And I was like, okay, like not having any clue what that would mean for our lives. But yeah, we've had a lot of adventures and a lot of journeys. And I find it interesting because I am a super control freak, and like the circumstances of life have been very extreme in all different aspects of things. And I think that's one expectation I have had to release is being open to where God's going to take you. But we have always had this baseline of, okay, no matter what we do, like we're doing it to serve Jesus, and that you always say we're consecrated to him. I know that's like a big word, but like the whole concept of like wherever God is calling us, whether it's in Hollywood, you know, in a bar singing to people, like, or whether it's on stage, you know, speaking at a church, or sometimes it's been in, you know, in this current season we're in, we're like, you know, we're in schools and we're telling people about Jesus and walking the streets and hanging out with people. Like, I feel like the scene changes, but the purpose in our life hasn't changed. And I think that's one expectation, even though, yes, we come from very different backgrounds, our expectation has always been to serve Jesus together. And I think that's been what's bound us together.
Yeah. And what's crazy too is like someone could be listening and thinking, oh, well, you know, okay, great. So they got married young, they chose Jesus young, they did all these right things young. And the expectation, when you have those expectations, you set yourself up for success. But even in the process of doing that, you lose the concept of what your expectation should be. And so it's so easy, even in the moments, you know, we've talked about this before, like, you know, you're on your way to church and your neighbor stops you, and it could be a real powerful moment, but your expectation is, no, I've got to go to work. And if they want to hear Jesus, they've got to come to the church where I work.
Oh yeah.
And you've got just this false idea of like what it should be because you've missed it, you know? And so I think through the process, as we share our story, like it might seem like, oh, this, you know, like even when you decide to do the right thing, even when you set yourself in a space where there's boundaries and all, you can so easily fall out when your expectations become messed up. And that can happen daily. Like you get a taste what it's like for people to applaud you or tell you that you're great at something. And so then the next time you do it, your expectation is that they're going to tell you that you're great. And you lost the real true, like what it should be. Our expectation should be that circle back to that consecration to God. And I think that's something that we found early on. And that meant, man, if we're going to scrub toilets, we're scrubbing toilets for Jesus. If we get to sing, we're singing for Jesus. If we get to, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. But I think for those young couples out there, even when you decide to do those things, man, a quick check, always go back to the beginning, because your expectations can jump and they can change because of our sinful nature really quick, even when you're trying to do the right thing.
Oh yeah, man, I love that. And I love, Lori Lynn, that you said that like the expectations have changed over and over again, or what you're doing in this current season has changed over and over again. But there's been this theme throughout your life of, hey, we might change what we're doing, but our goal is still the same, that we're serving Jesus together, that we're working towards this together. And that just reminds me of when Nicole and I were dating, and I was finishing at CBU back then. and uh, And I was in Christian ministry, doing Christian ministry studies. And she goes, you're not going to be a pastor, right? And I was like, no, I'm not going to be a pastor. She goes, okay, good. She goes, I'm not trying to sign up for that life. And, you know, I was going to go back in the army as a chaplain. That was just like basically a pastor, but, you know, in the military.
But I come from a military family, so that was comfortable to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The idea of traveling and being surrounded by military and living on bases, that was exciting.
Yeah, but then it flipped. Like within a year of us getting married, boom, I was in ministry in a church through no fault of my own. I didn't go looking for it. But then, you know, we just came up with this theme in our life that we've been carrying through is, man, we're going to, like, our yes is on the table. Like whatever Jesus wants us to do, we're going to go and do it. And we're going to do it as best we can. And so, Moy, you still got the 31 flavors. It's just always ice cream. It's always pursuing Jesus. It just looks different every time.
That's right.
Right. But I think like when you're talking about expectations you have of each other in marriage, it's both what your life is going to look like together, but also the fair expectations you have of your spouse.
Right.
Like the things you agree upon when you take your vows. You know, like I expect my husband to honor me when he speaks about me to other people. I expect, like, if I get sick, that my wife is going to minister to me and like help me get well. So how has that in all your different mission fields in your 25 years of marriage, what has that look like? The expectations you have of each other, no matter what season, like, have they evolved? Have they stayed the same?
That's a good question.
Because I think there's these long-term expectations and there's these daily expectations. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our conflict, even from day to day, because believe it or not, Pastor Moy and Laura Lynn, we fight and we know how to fight and we do it really well.
We're really good at it.
And we're pros at it. And so I think when we find ourselves in conflict is because our expectations of each other are skewed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's even that expectation, that daily expectation. Mm-hmm. And this we were chatting about this earlier as we were coming, and just the idea of like it always comes back to protecting that kid that's been hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so when we both get to that place where she's protecting the 8-year-old girl, I'm protecting the 5-year-old boy, and we have twisted expectations of how we should be treated. And so we need to like snap out of it and get to a place where our adult self
mm-hmm.
can say, okay, that's a core negative image of my spouse, and that's not who she is. Mm-hmm. So constantly redirecting and shifting on the daily, the expectation.
And the truth.
And the truth, what the truth is and what the real expectation is. The real expectation is, man, we're in this together. The real expectation is we're not perfect. We're not going to meet each other's needs daily or even as things switch and change. And yes, we've gotten really good at shifting what we think the future is going to look like when it doesn't pan to be that. And real open to what God says, hey, you know, now you're going to go right. I know I told you to go left, but now you're, you know, and so we've maneuvered that well. But I think also in the daily is just redefining what that expectation should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, circumstances change, but honestly, like you as human beings change. I mean, we've been married. It'll be 25 years in August. Honestly, I can even look at both of us and we have changed so much. I mean, when we got married, I was the shy little girl who often didn't tell my opinions about things. And now you probably have a very different version of that where you probably wish I didn't tell you all my opinions about things. But I think through healing, through different aspects of our life, we have adapted and changed and God has changed us. And you're going to get different versions of each other, but also like having grace and knowing that just because you're a specific version right now, like you're going to change later. I mean, if you're with someone for 50 plus years, like that's a long time and life is going to change you. And to not just assume that, okay, well, you know, 20 years ago when I met you, you were like this. I thought you were always going to be like this. Like that is an unrealistic expectation that your spouse is not going to change over the years.
It's like all the people that wrote in the yearbook, stay cool and don't change. Like, I hope you changed. I hope you're not the same person you were.
I hope I stayed cool, though.
Yeah, well. Hey.
You're cool.
That's right. And you said something, just the difference between the expectation of like, I guess if the expectation is selfish of what I want, what I deserve, versus here's the expectation of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are we? Mm-hmm. And how can we constantly...
As a marriage.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As a unit.
And that yeah, for young couples out there, man, the moment you say, I do, that's the expectation. Mm-hmm. You know, so like snap out of it, get out of your selfishness, and you jumped into something that's far greater than just you.
But so important to note, like you said, we're not perfect. We're constantly evolving. Life throws things at you and you're not always your best self. And just to have that grace and that constant conversation of where are we at, like taking each other's pulse. Where are we at? Am I meeting your needs?
Yeah.
You know, is our marriage in a good spot? You know, those conversations.
Yeah, that is so good. Man, I think this is such great information for a young marrieds. Man, I think we could all agree that like marriage is all about compromise. About dying to self, right? And loving each other and creating space for one to change and grow and to continue on that. And so just like some couple questions for our young marriage to consider, not really for us to answer, but just to consider is when you're, when life is changing, when your expectations are changing, when you're trying to be reasonable, a good question to ask yourselves is, what do we agree about? Like there's, you know, as life changes, you know, Lori Lynn, you talked about how the circumstances kept changing, but your goal never changed. And so what do we agree about and what are we working towards? How do we understand this situation, this season of life, this issue that we're encountering? And then what does God want from us? And I think that's a question we should always be asking is, God, what do you want from us? And how can we serve you? How can we love one another through this process? And I think when we look at it through that lens, it allows our expectations to be tempered. And for us to even more than being reasonable, but to be on the same team, you know, like even when it's not how I wanted it to be, it's not the future or the next year that I would have drawn out of my life map, right? But this is what God is doing and how can we team up and how can we continue to press forward together? Man, thank you guys.
Thank you
so much for jumping in with this. Honey, did you have a last thought? I think I cut you off. No? Oh, well, cool. Well, hey. Thank you guys for joining us, man. Love having you. Let me pray for us and for our young marrieds. Father God, thank you so much. God, for Moyne, Lori Lynn, for having the time just to spend with us in the studio, God, to talk about marriage and life and expectations. God, for the people that are listening to this, for us in the studio, God, would you help us to love our spouses more? God, to temper our expectations and our wants and our desires. God, to think of our spouse. Learning to think of what you're doing in our lives and how we could be more aligned to you, God, and how we could continue to pursue that thread, Lord, of you working in our lives through the different situations, through the expectations, so that we can be aligned with you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We say all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.